Drive Time continues here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We're talking about a lot of things today, the offseason for a lot of the Michigan Tech sports, and also we're talking about sports camps, including skating camp. Jada Gallstrand is with us right now. Jada, how are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Nice to have you on the show. And well, let's talk a little bit about let's remind people what you do over at Michigan Tech now, and then we'll talk about the skating camp.
Oh, sure. Currently, I'm the director of recreation, so I handle the memberships and community programs and sports camps here at the SDC.
Well, you do have skating camp as one of your offerings, and talk about what that means and what kind of things you do with kids to help teach them skating.
Oh, sure. So fun. We're going to be having two skating camps in August. The first is for our Learn to Skate level recreation skaters, and that's a week camp, Monday through Friday, August 18th to the 22nd, and we put a theme to it, and this year it is Skating Through the Stars. So the kids that participate are here doing daily activities on and off the ice as far as learning a routine and making their props and their sets, so at the end of the week they can perform a show for the parents.
Awesome. And that's for the younger kids?
That's for the younger kids. And our second skating camp is a figure skating school, which is in the beginning of August. And that is open to really skaters of all levels, but more on the competitive track. And we take skaters from the Midwest that come and skate for the week, several sessions all day. And we have local as well as guest coaches that come in. And at the end of the week, we also host a U.S. figure skating test session where they have the opportunity to test.
Now, it seems like skating is one of those things where you really need a lot of individual attention to, you know, kind of figure out what the skater's doing right and doing wrong and kind of guiding them. Is that true?
It's true. And really, when we start in our Learn to Skate program, it's open to boys and girls. We encourage all ages to participate, and really starting out as a recreation-based activity just to have fun and socialize and learn those basic skills with growing up here, with everybody knowing how to skate. It's so fun with all the different outdoor rinks, and it's really a great activity for friends. But beyond that, you know, the kids move up into figure skating through our local club here, and that's where they're competing and they're testing and where your one-on-one time, you know, really comes in.
Mm-hmm. Jada, did you do a lot of outdoor skating back when you were younger?
You know, I didn't, and I laugh. I think about it now when I'm taking my boys to the outdoor rinks, and I'm thinking, I didn't do this as a kid. I spent too much time in the SDC.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
On that nice, perfect, clean sheet of ice.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I stopped by the skating camp last year and talked to a few of the skaters and had an opportunity to, you know, just kind of watch a little bit, and it just seemed like there was almost as many instructors out there as there were skaters at times, and just, you know, just skating along and watching them skate, and then, you know, okay, need to do this and need to do that. And it just seemed like you had quite a few people out there that really knew what they were doing and took a lot of time with the kids.
Oh, thanks. We do, and it's important from both camps looking at it. And the girls I have working, it's fun for them. And these, you know, children are looking up to these instructors throughout both camps, and it's an inspiration, and it's somebody to, you know, see what they've done with it. And it really means a lot to them.
So the dates of the camps, again, are both in August, correct?
Sure, yep. Figure Skating School is August 3rd through August 8th, and our Learn to Skate Camp is running the 18th through August 22nd.
How about overall? How are the camp registrations going? I know we're rolling up here on the end of school, finally, and the camps will get kicked off. I think the mountain biking camp is, what, the very first weekend of the school's out, those type of things. How are registrations going, and what do you want to do to encourage people to get signed up?
Oh, sure. It's been really exciting. We set off registration in February, had a couple different marketing campaigns, and it's been very successful. Year-to-date, our registrations are up, but, you know, keep pushing through. Everything is available on our website at MichiganTechRecreation.com, including online registration. We can also take them over the phone. And I really encourage people to go and check out the website to see the dates and prices and who's coaching, and really remember that the coaches of these teams are putting 100% effort in, and they're here, and the student-athletes are working with the kids, and it's such a great opportunity.
All right, Jada. Well, we appreciate your time. Jada Gallstrand, she's in charge of Michigan Tech Recreation. Again, the website is MichiganTechRecreation.com. And the skating camp will be in August, August 3rd through the 8th for the figure skating school. And Learn to Skate will be from August 18th to 22nd. Get all the information at MichiganTechRecreation.com. Jada, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the summer.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, you too.
All right. Jada Gallstrand here on Mix 93. Anything else, Wes?
I think that's it. Yeah, don't forget about the Spring Carnival event for hockey coming up on May 31st. That's a week from Saturday already. And, looking forward to the Memorial Day weekend, Dirk. Have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.